Morning. Today's daf in Brachos Chaf Ches. We are in Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. We're starting this morning Tana Rabbanan with a Braisa. Okay, I told you this morning we're going to be beginning with one of the most famous incidents that occurs in Shas. We get references to this incident numerous times, but here it is. This is where the event actually occurs in Shas. Tana Rabbanan, they were coming off the heels of yesterday's discussion when the fourth parak of Brachos were discussing Tefillah. Shachris, Mincha, Mariv, and yesterday's daf, Chav Zayin, we continued our discussion regarding the Zmanei HaTfila, which is the Mishnah that goes all the way back to Chav Vav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah taught us about the Zmanim for Shachris, Mincha, Mariv, what is the source of the Zmanim, and on Chav Vav Amud Beis, we dealt with the very fundamental question of we daven Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv because the Avos daven them, or because it's Keneged HaKorbanos, a very basic question that occurred on Chav Vav Amud Beis, and a continued discussion regarding the Zmanim of Tefillah. Mariv was a big part of yesterday's discussion. Number one, we discussed yesterday Mariv, is there an adjustable time of davening Mariv? Rav davened Mariv early, and Rav Yoshia davened Mariv early, and so is it possible to daven Mariv early? And we discussed Mariv early on Erev Shabbos, and on Motzei Shabbos. That was a big part of yesterday's discussion as well. Is Mariv a chova risha? Shachris is a chova. Mincha is a chova. They are obligations. Is Mariv a chova? So that also was a big discussion in yesterday's daf, and it was subject to a debate. That debate is an old debate. That debate takes place amongst the Tanayim, and here we begin. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara brings in the following brisa ma'aseh b'talmid echa. There was a student. Now, this anonymous student, by the way, at the end of the story, so he's going to be identified. So hold that thought, because we're going to come back to who this talmid was. Shabbalaf ne Rabbi Yeshua, and he goes to Rabbi Yeshua, Amarle Tefillah Sarfis Rishus Chova. The question is, Mariv, is that a obligation or is it, let me go in order, is it volitional or is it an obligation? So Amarle Rishus, so he says it's Rishus, it's optional. Remember, Tosas, by the way, twice or so far in our parak has said that optional does not mean that you have a choice. Optional just simply means, in terms of prioritization, that if I have Mariv up against another mitzvah, so any other mitzvah will outweigh Mariv, but it does not mean, says Tosfos, that it's just simply an option of whether or not I can or cannot have Mariv. Okay. So Balafnei Remi Gamliel, and he goes to, the same student goes to Remi Gamliel. Amalei Tefillah Sarfis Rishus HaChova, and he asks him the same question. Amalei Chova, so he says it's an obligation. Amalei Valo Rabbi Yeshua, Amalei Rishus. And he says, that's so funny that you say that because it was told to me by Rabbi Yeshua that it was a Rishus. So Amalei Hamtei Nashich Nusu Balei Trislam Beis HaMedrash. And so Rabbi Gamliel says, let's wait until the shield bearers come into the base medrash. The Balei Trisim is a reference to the other Talmid Chachamim. Kishenichnusu Balei Trisim. And when the shield bearers came in, Amad Hashol Vishal, Tfilas Arvis Rishus Achova. The question was formally posed in the base medrash. Is it an obligation or is it optional? Amrle Rabbi Gamliel Chova. Rabbi Gamliel starts off with his position, which is that it's an obligation. Rabbi Gamliel looks around the base medrash, says, anyone argue with me? So Amrle Rabbi Yeshua laughs. So Rabbi Yeshua says, nope, nobody argues with you. So Amrle Valo Mishimcha Amrle Rishus. That's so funny that you say that. I heard in your very name that you are of the opinion that Mariv is a Rishus. Amrle Yeshua Amoda Raglecha. He says to him, Yeshua, you need to stand up right now. Vayidu Becha, and let's testify about you. Amad Rabbi Yeshua Raglev. Rabbi Yeshua stands up. Amrle Malay Ani Chai Vehumeis. Now, Rabbi Yeshua's response, really unusual. He says, well, you know, if I were alive and the person who reported about me were dead, so then yachol hachal achishas ameis. So then, okay, so then I can challenge. I can deny. Plausible deniability. V'achshav sheani chai v'hu chai, but I'm alive, and it happens to be that that student is also alive. So heich yachol hachal achishas achai. So how can one person deny another person when he's standing right here? So hayram and gamliel, yoshev darish rav yoshua, omeid araglav. So Rabbi Gamliel now goes on with the shir, and Rabbi Yeshua is left there standing, and apparently nobody else was standing, and Rabbi Yeshua basically was being called out. So Acharanu Kol Am, V'am L'chutz V'Satorgaman Amod, and the people there started murmuring one to the other, and they told Chutz V'Satorgaman, Chutz V'Satorgaman was one of the Asara Haruge Malchus, and they said to him, you need to stop. Chutz V'Satorgaman was the human microphone. Rabbi Gamliel would say over the shir, and the chutzpah satorgaman would then announce it to everybody, and he had an excellent set of pipes, and they told him to stop. So they basically turned off the microphone. V'amad, Amriad kama nitzar v'nezo. This is not the first time that this has happened, that Rabbi Gamliel has badgered Rabbi Yehoshua. In fact, this is now the third time that this has happened. Rosh Hashanah Ishtaki Tzareh, last year in Rosh Hashanah, right? The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, describing the scenario in which Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Gamliel disagreed in terms of when Yom Kippur should be, meaning they were arguing about which is the first day of Tishrei. And it was based on the Cheshbon HaChodesh and the Eidos, and there were a lot of considerations. But anyway, so Rabbi Yehoshua arrived at a different calendaric date in terms of when Yom Kippur should be. And Rabbi Gamliel says to him, we're not observing Yom Kippur that day. And I'll tell you what, on the day that you think it's Yom Kippur, you're going to come over to me with money and your staff, and it's not Yom Kippur. And Bechoros Maisa de Rabbi Tzadok Tzarei. And also in Bechoros, there was an issue over there where an animal received a blemish. There was no Edom that saw that the animal was blemished. It was a Bechor. The only way you can eat the Bechor is only after it's blemished. And there was a question over there, and there was a challenge over there. And again, Rabbi Gamliel badgered Rabbi Yehoshua, and Hachinami Tzarei. And so now this is the third time where we saw that Rabbi Gamliel publicly badgered Rabbi Yehoshua and Tavanavre. So now he needs to be deposed. Manukimle. And so now they all agreed that Rabbi Gamliel is going to be deposed from his position. Rabbi Gamliel was a Nasi, and so the deposition, the deposement of the Nasi.
Was impeached.
Yeah, it was impeached. I know. So I know. So Manukimle. So now, okay, so we got to put someone in his place. So Nukmala Rabbi Yehoshua Bamaisa Havet. Now we can't put Rabbi Yehoshua in place over there because he was the impetus of the entire episode. And Rashi says, and so what? And so Rashi is such an interesting Rashi. So Rashi says, because what's going to do is we're going to really hurt Rabbi Gamliel's feelings. Meaning, I know it sounds like we're done with Rabbi Gamliel. They're not done with Rabbi Gamliel. It's just that to take that position, he did not feel that he was fit for that position. But at the very same time, they wanted to have tremendous sensitivity to Rabbi Gamliel. And to put Rabbi Yehoshua right there in that place, it's going to make Rabbi Gamliel feel awful. So we can't have Rabbi Yehoshua sit in that place. V'nukmila Rabbi Akiva. So, okay, fine. So we have another candidate in Rabbi Akiva, and he's really good. But the Gemara says, Dilma Anishle, Delay Slay Zechusavos. But maybe Rabbi Akiva is going to get punished. And now why is Rabbi Akiva going to get punished? So he doesn't have Yichus. Who's gonna have it out for him? And again, Rashi says over here it's Rabbi Gamliel. Because Rabbi Gamliel is gonna feel awful, and he's gonna give a little bit of an ein hara, so to say, to the new leader. And Rabbi Akiva, without Zchus Avos, he does not have a Yichus, so he won't be able to handle it. Elanuk Mele Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah du Chacham v'Ashiv v'Asir le'Ezra. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah right now is a perfect candidate. Now, there's no such thing as a perfect candidate. And he's going to have a flaw. But in terms of his credentials, he's really good. He's a Talmid Chacham. He's wealthy. He's a direct descendant of Ezra. So who Chacham? Di Makshele Mefarikle. So he is Chacham. You ask him a question, he's able to answer it. V'hu Ashir. Di Yisle Lefluch Lebei Kesar Avhu Azul Palach. If there's influence that's necessary for the Caesar, so he's right in there and he can influence. He's wealthy. V'asir le'Ezra dislays chosavos, being a direct descendant, 10th generation from Ezra, so therefore he's got this chosavos and he could be protected based on this chosavos that he has. V'lo matzi anishle, he will not be punished. So asiv amr le'nichale lamar de la'havereish masifta. So they go over him and formally ask him, are you ready to serve now as Rosh Hashiva? Amr le'ezo ve'imlech b'inshi be'ese. He says, let me go first ask my household, otherwise known as my wife. He goes and asks his wife, Amrele, and she says to him the following, as we are now on the top of Chav Chesem Adalef. Dilma Ma'avrin Lach. And she says to him, well, you know, it's so funny that you're replacing somebody else. I got news for you in terms of what they're going to do to you. They're going to replace you. See how this works? So Amrele, so he says to her, Lishamish ina yumachad bekasta demukra ulamachar litbe. So, okay, fine. So we'll use a fancy cup right now, and tomorrow it's going to break. Okay, and Rashi writes over here, v'im yishaver yishaver, and if it breaks, meaning okay, but I'll give it a try. Now the curiosity over here is he goes and he asks his wife. His wife gives him advice, and then
he doesn't listen. That's
okay, fine. Now I know, right? I know for those of us with experience, so it's we all just nod our head and say okay, that's just simply how it goes. But it's a curiosity, however, that the Gemara obviously is trying to teach us, is trying to instruct us. And then what did we gain from that? So jokes aside, like I didn't understand what the Gemara shared with us with that exchange. So Amar Leisa, she says to him, Leisa Chivarta. So the so she says, yeah, but you don't have white hair. So meaning you're young. So Alyuma Bartam Nisrei Shani Have. How young was he? The Gemara says he was 18 years of age. And so a miracle occurred where he immediately became white. 18 rows of beard, 18 rows of his beard turned white. And now we're going to go back earlier to the Masechta, and now we're going to say pshat in the Mishnah that we learned earlier in the Masechta, in the end of the first parak of the Masechta. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was talking about the requirement of saying Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim both during the day and at night, and he says Lo Zachisi Hare Ani Kiven Shivim Shana. I'm like 70 years of age. So he's like 70 years of age. Why not just simply say I'm 70, or why not just simply say his age? What does that mean? Kiven Shivim Shana. So Velo Ben Shivim Shana. So now we have pshat, and that is he wasn't 70 years of age, but he looked like he was 70 years of age, even though quite the fact was he was 18 years of age. Tana Oso Ayam Sakula Shomer Pesach. Now, there is a new policy in the base measure. There's a new Rosh Yeshiva, and so the new policy, and that is, let's open the doors. I don't mean physically open the doors. We're talking over here about admissions. And in terms of an admissions policy, so let's open it up. Let's let all students who want to come in, come in. Now, as far as Rami Gamliel was concerned, so he had high standards in terms of who was given allowance to go into the base medrash. You had to be tocho kibaro. Your inside had to be like your outside. You had to be consistent, not only in your appearance, but also in your hashkafas, in your interest in learning. Rami Gamliel had high standards in terms of admissions. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, why? Let's open the doors wide. How yuma yitusfe kama safsalei. Benches were added so that more students were coming into the base medrash. I'm Rav Yochanan Pligi Baba Yosef ben Dusai v'Rabban Nachanan Maritosri Arba Meos Safsalei v'Chanan Marsheva Meos Safsalei. Versions in terms of how many benches were added. Some say there was 400. Some say there were 700 benches that were added on that day. Havaka Chalsha Daited Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel now suffered from Chalisha's Das. He felt terrible. Amr Dilma Chas V'Shalmin Ati Torah Mi'Israel. You know, it's very possible that this policy is better than my policy, and I withheld Torah from the Jewish people. Now, he had a dream that night, and a white jug with ashes inside of it. Meaning, these students look good, but there's nothing inside of them. And so the dream was basically informing him from up above that he was right, and they're really, they didn't deserve to be in the base medrash, and there's no point in them being in the base medrash. Velohi. And then the Gemara adds to this and says that although he had the dream, but the dream was not actually a siman min hashamayim, and it was not a message from up above. The only reason why he was shown such a dream was only to pacify him and to make him feel a little bit better. And again, over here, a really curious Gemara in terms of a dream is given to somebody not as messaging, but just simply to make the person feel better. Tana Adios Boba Yom Nishnes Vichol Hechadamin Boba Yom Hau Yumahava. Now, Masechta Adios. We just did a mission in Adios. And, right, we called it, remember the Gemara at the beginning of this parak called it the Bechirta. Called it the Choice Mishnayos. So, the entire Masechta Adios was taught Boba Yom on that day. And anytime you see a Mishnah referencing Boba Yom on that day, it's referring to this very day. Hau Yumahava. V'lo Haisa Alacha Shaisa Tuluya Bebes Mejah Shalo Pirsha. And there was no halacha that was left in any kind of suspension. All halachas were resolved. And Rami Gamliel himself also attended Beis Medrash on that very day, despite the fact that he suffered the personal, the professional embarrassment of being deposed. Nevertheless, he also went. It did not. And I'm going to show you that this is in fact so, Boba Yom, on that very day. So now we know, right? The key words of Boba Yom. So that's talking to this very day. So by Yehuda Ger Amon Lifnei Bebeis HaMedrash. So there was a convert from the nation of Amon. Right? What a misconception I find is that people are of the impression, misimpression, that a person from Moab and Amon cannot convert. They can convert. The conversion is never up for the issue. The issue is Lo Yavo B'Kal Hashem, that they're not allowed to marry. So fine, so he converted. But now that he converted, he wanted to now know, can I marry a Jewish woman? If he can't marry a Jewish woman, who can he marry? So, in other words, the Mishnah, right, the Mishnah in Kiddushin goes over. There are plenty of people that he would be able to marry. Okay, fine. See the beginning of the fourth parak of Kiddushin. So anyway, Geramon Lifnam Beis HaMedrash. Amar Lahem, Mani Lava Bekal. Okay, so can I marry in? Now, it sounds like a funny question because it's a pasuk in the Chumash. So, fine. We'll get to that in just a moment. So, Amar Lahem, Rami Gamliel, also tell Lava Bekal. So, Rami Gamliel says, no, you can't. You're from Ammon. You converted, that's great, and you're chayv in all mitzvos, but in terms of who you can marry, so your eligibility is limited because you're from Ammon. You can't marry Bekal. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua Mutar Telavo Bekal. And Rabbi Yeshua has a chiddush atzum, a tremendous novel idea, and that is you're allowed to marry within the Kal. So Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, Valok Var Nemalei Yavo Ammon Moavi Bekal Hashem. So over here, Rabbi Gamliel does not have to cite a Mishnah or a Braisa. Rabbi Gamliel over here goes back to the Torah, quotes a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says you're not allowed to. Why are we even having a discussion? So Amalei Rabbi Yeshua v'chi Amon Moav b'mkamon hen yoshvim kvar alasan cherev melech asher u'bilbel es kol ha'umo shenemar v'asir gvulos amim v'asido sehem shosasei v'orid ka'avir yoshvim. So Rabbi Yeshua teaches Rabbi Gamliel a historical lesson. And that is that melech asher, san cherev melech asher, aside from taking out the 10 northern tribes and displacing them, that wasn't limited to Eretz Yisrael. That was his move. Anytime he went into a nation and conquered a nation, so he took out the locals, he replaced them with imports, and he basically was mevalvel. He mixed up all the peoples of the world. So a person who says he's from Ammon, he's not from Ammon. A person who says he's from Moab, he's not from Moab. Geographically, he may be from that location, but in terms of his genealogy, he's not from that location. And so therefore, v'chol deparish, meruba parish. So I know he says he's from Ammon, but that just simply means he's from Ammon. But that doesn't mean he's native to Ammon. And so therefore, he is not halachically an Ammonite. I'm sorry, v'chol deparish, meruba kaparish. And so we assume that whenever determining where a person is from, we operate on rov. And rove of the world population is not from Ammon, and this person is not from Ammon. Okay. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel v'alokvar nemar v'acharei kein ashiv eshvus b'nei Ammonum Hashem. Okay, so, but meanwhile, the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu forecasts that what's going to happen is that everyone's going to go back to their native country. So, ukvar shavu. And Rabbi Gamliel says, I know the history as well. But I'm telling you that everyone went back to its source, and now when he says he's from Ammon, he's from Ammon. Not only geographically, but also genealogically. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua v'alok for anemar v'shafti shvus ami Yisrael. And Rabbi Yeshua's counter argument is, okay, Navi, a forecasting, Nevuah, I'll quote a pasuk from Amos. The pasuk says that the Jewish people are going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Now, v'adayin lo shavu, we haven't fully returned back to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Miyad hitiru lavo bekal. And so, in this debate between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua's position was the accepted position, and he was allowed to marry within the Jewish people. The whole point of the story is to show us that Rabbi Gamliel was there on the Beis Medrash on that very day, despite the fact that he was deposed. Amram Gamliel, ho v'hachi havi ezo v'afaisel Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, Rabbi Gamliel says, okay, I'm going to go now appease Rabbi Yeshua. In other words, lesson learned by Rabbi Gamliel. And so he tries to make amends. Kimat alabeisei chazin l'ashisa debeisei demashachran. So now, it's from the context of the story, it's pretty clear. This is the first time he paid a house call to Rabbi Yeshua. And now he opens up the door and he sees in the house that the house was blackened. So he says, oh, I didn't know that. You're a blacksmith. Who knew? Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Gamliel, woe to that generation where you were the leader of this generation. And I know he's speaking very strongly, but understood. In other words, you don't even know what your students are doing in order to make a living. You don't know the pain of Tamid HaChachamim. B'mehem is parnasim. How are they making a living? U'v'mehem nizonim. And how do they sustain themselves? Amar lo ne'enesi lach machuli. And Rabbi Gamliel says, you're right about everything you said, and I want forgiveness. Lo eshgach bay. And he didn't pay him any attention. He wasn't ready to forgive. Also, Bishvil quote Abba. And he says, okay, good. I understand you're not going to do it for me, but do it for the covered, for the honor of my father. So, or the honor of your father. So pious. So that, for that, appeasement was created. Okay. There's got to be more to the story. Meaning, the Gemara only gives us like just a snippet in terms of what exactly the exchange was, right? In other words, somehow the reference of the father automatically created appeasement between the two people. Obviously, we're missing, you know, a good amount of the story behind the story. At face value, it's difficult to understand what just happened over there. Okay, fine. For that, I'll appease you.
And his father was as Malchus.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe that's why. You know.
Could be. I don't know. Okay. Amru ma nezav aleim aluhu l'rabbanan. Okay. Good. Now let's go back to the chacham and let's tell them that we made up. Okay. Amalu ahu koves. So a certain launderer said, "Ana azilna, I'll go." So shalchlu Rabbi Yeshua be midrasha. So Rabbi Yeshua now sent the following message to the base medrash: Manda lavish mada yobash mada. The one who wore the robes should continue wearing the robes. Meaning, Rabbi Gamliel was the leader. He was the one wearing the mada. He was wearing the robes. Okay, Viter, he should continue wearing the robes. And it's so inappropriate that someone who did not wear the robes, meaning me and my family, so we never wore the robes, so we shouldn't tell the person, go take off your robes and give them to me. Meaning, Rabbi Gamliel should be given the position of being nasi once again. Amalu Rabbi Kiva l'Rabbanan Trukul Galei. So Rabbi Akiva says, okay, let's lock the doors. Because I don't want the Hasidim of Rabbi Gamliel to come in right now, meaning we need to have a serious discussion about who's now going to be the Nasi. And I don't want to be influenced by Rabbi Gamliel nor his Hasidim. So let's lock the doors and let's have a closed door session about who should become the Nasi. I'm Rabbi Yeshua Mutav Da'ukim Ve'ezel Ana L'Gabayu. Rabbi Yeshua says, I should go. And Asa Tarf above, and he goes, knocks on the door. Amr Lay, and he says the following. This is now Rabbi Yeshua talking himself. Maza ben Maza Yazeh. So the one who sprinkled the ashes, the solution of the Paraduma, the offspring of someone who did so, meaning a Kohen ben Kohen, so he should continue sprinkling. Vishena lo Maza, velo ben Maza, someone who does not sprinkle, otherwise known as somebody who's not a Kohen, who is the son of somebody who's not a Kohen. So and now somebody who doesn't sprinkle, meaning someone who's not a Kohen, should tell the Kohen, oh, your ashes? Nah, they're not real. They're not real ashes, right? They got them from the oven. And your water? From a cave. It's not spring water. Meaning I'm not going to be in the position where I'm going to tell somebody who was a Kohen and the child of a Kohen that now you shouldn't be the one sprinkling the paraduma, the May paraduma. So Amale Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua, Nispayesta. So Rabbi Kiva now says to Rabbi Yeshua, who was there in that closed door session, and just explained to everybody, Rabbi Gamliel should be the leader. So Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Yeshua, look, Klum Asino Ala Bishvil Kvodecha. We did all this for you and for your honor. So Lamachar Aniva Tanashkim Lepischom. So tomorrow what we're going to do is we're going to go to his door, and we're going to tell Rabbi Gamliel that he in fact is going to become the Nasi once again. Amri Hechi Naved. So now, here's a small problem. And that is that we already installed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as the Nasi. So giving Rabbi Gamliel back the position is all well and good, but we have somebody there now assuming that position. Assuming. We put him in that position. So, Na'avrei. So what are we going to do with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Oh, so we'll just simply move him away from his position, right? It's not that simple. Gemira, we have a tradition. Malam Mikorish Vein Moridin. You only go up in Kedusha. You don't go down in Kedusha. Nijish Mar Chachabasa Mar Chachabasa. So we'll alternate. One Shabbos, Rav Elazar ben Azariah will give the shir as a nasi. And the next Shabbos, we'll have Rav Gamliel do that. And we'll just keep going back and forth. And we'll keep alternating. So also the Kenuye. So the Gemara says, okay, well, that will lead to jealousy. Also Lidra, Ela Lidra Shur Gamliel, Tasa Shabbos, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Chada Shabbos. So we'll do a 3-in-1. Rabbi Gamliel will do 3 Shabbosim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah will do 1 Shabbos. That will be the rotation. And whenever you hear the expression Shabbos Shalmi, now you understand people are asking who was giving shir that week because they alternated but with a ratio of 3-1. 3 to Rabbi Gamliel, 1 to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah.
How come this one was jealousy? 50-50 does, 75-25 doesn't?
It's a great question. Okay? It's a great question. So shall Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah haisav? I'm sorry. Shall me haisav? Shall Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah haisav? Also, Tamid Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai hava. And then the postscript of the whole story is, remember that student who asked the question whether Maariv is a Rishus or a Chova, and got this whole episode rolling? So the Gemara at the very end identifies it was the Rashbi, was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, right? Student of Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Why did the Gemara identify who it was at the end? Okay.
They didn't want to put it in the beginning.
Needless to say, the story is amazing. There are so many open-ended questions that
that they didn't want to associate him with it.
Right.
The terrible incident. And later when it is resolved, they attribute him
to the... Okay, fine. Vishal Mustafim Kol Hayom. Continue now in the Gemara. So Mustaf is Kol Hayom. So you have the entire day to do so. Amar Rav Yochanan Menikra Poshea. Now you have the whole day to daven Mustaf. Halachically. And so, what is it now? It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I haven't davened Mosif yet. Okay, I got some time. So Rabbi Yochanan says, good. So halachically, you're okay, but I will censor you, says Rabbi Yochanan. You're posheya. In other words, you should be davening Mosif at your earliest possibility and not wait. This price we already saw in yesterday's daf. We got to review it. Let's say you have two tefillahs that you need to daven, one of Mincha and the other one of Mosif. So which is going to be the consideration for priority? So it's going to be the rule of Tadir v'sheinu Tadir. Mincha is every day, Musaf is not every day. So you daven Mincha and then you daven Musaf. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mispal Shal Musaf, V'achar Kach Mispal Shal Mincha. Shezu Mitzvah Overes, V'zu Mitzvah Sheinu Overes. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're going to be davening Musaf, then Mincha. But now this is Rabbi Yehuda L'shita, so because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you have only until the seventh hour to daven Musaf. So you're on the clock with Musaf. Mincha, you have the balance of the afternoon to daven Mincha. So therefore, get the Musaf in because it's Overis. It's going to come and go. And so you have to daven Musaf and then you'll daven Mincha. I'm Rav Yochanan, halacha mispal shal Mincha, v'achakach mispal shal Musaf. Now Rav Yochanan says that you're going to daven first the Mincha and then the Musaf. Meaning we follow like the Tanakama, not like Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Zera, ki avachalash megir say, Rabbi Zera was tired. And he was learning, but he just, in other words, he needed a break. He needed a break from learning. So Ava Aso v'Yasav v'Pischa de Bei Rabbi Nassan Bar Tuve, and so he goes to the doorway, the entrance of Rabbi Nassan of his yeshiva, Amriki Chalfi Rabbanan Az Eikom Mikamaihu. So here's what I'll do. Right now, I just need a mental break. So, but what I'll do is that as the Talmid Chachamim are walking in and out, so I'll stand for the Talmid Chacham Va'Kabel Agra, and I'll get the schar for standing up and down for the Talmid Chachamim Kavod Rav. Now Nafak Aso Rabbi Nassan Bar Tuve. Now, he goes out, and in comes Rav Nassan Bar Tuve, Amalei Man Amar Halacha Bei Midrasha. Now, he just can't help himself, meaning he needed a mental break, but at the same time, while in his mental break, he said, "Nu, what's the Halacha?" So, Amalei Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan, Ein Halacha K'Rav Yehuda Dama Mesval Adam Shal Musaf V'Achakach Mesmal Shal Mincha. So, we were having the discussion of, you have an occasion where it's you have the requirement of Mincha and Musaf, and we should go first. And in the base measure, it was said that the halacha does not fall like Rav Yehuda. Amr lay Rav Yochanan Amra. So he says, well, was that said in the name of Rav Yochanan? So Amr lay in. Yeah, that was said in the name of Rav Yochanan. So Tanamine Arben Zimnin. So he says, let's go over it again and again and again. 40 times he went over this halachic conclusion in the name of Rav Yochanan. Amr lay Chadihi lach o Chadas hi lach. Is this the first time you're hearing a halacha in the name of Rav Yochanan? Or chadas? Or is this like something new? And that you're so surprised. So Amalei chadas li. He says, no, I've heard other things in the name of Rav Yochanan. This is news to me. Mishim de mesafke li k'Rav Yeshua ben Levi. I thought it was said over in the name of Rav Yeshua ben Levi that the halacha does not fall like Rav Yehuda, but rather like the Tanakama, that you should be davening mincha, then davening musaf. I had all that as a tradition going back to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But I was wrong. It was Rav Yochanan, and that to me was news. Okay? Tosfos over here, second Tosfos on the Amud, discusses on Yom Kippur. So sometimes Shacharis goes late, and you're starting Musaf, but you're starting Musaf in the afternoon, and then you get to this question of, well, should we start Musaf now, or should we start Mincha now? Okay, and seemingly based on the Gemara's conclusion over here, so you should be davening Mincha, not Musaf. See Tosfos over here, and there's a lengthier discussion than Tosfos in terms of what's appropriate. I'll tell you what's appropriate. Every shul does it, and that is that they start Musaf before Chatzos, and so therefore you don't run into this problem.
Yes,
but
according to the Kabbalists, Musaf always came before the Karbon Mincha.
Musaf came before the Karbon Mincha. That's true. Okay, that's true. Okay. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Back to the Gemara. Kol mespalat tefillah shel musaf la'achar shiva shalos the Rabbi Yehuda alav kasav omer. Idava musaf after 7 hours, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So for you, we have a pasuk, and that pasuk is nugei mimoed asafti mimcha hayu. So the Navi Zephaniah describes you as being nugei mimoed. There is appointed times, and you're minageit. Now, what does that mean, nugei? So my mashma da nugei lishon de tavra. So it means you broke the times, meaning you broke the clock. The musaf has to be said, according to Rav Yehuda, has to be said within 7 hours of the day, and you said it afterwards. So you were shover, you broke it. So the Gemara says, "Kitim Targum Rav Yosef," and I'll tell you how I know that, because look at Targum Rav Yosef. I find myself saying this a lot in Brachos. Rav Yosef writing a Targum Anach, we've quoted extensively throughout Shas, and here look at the Targum of Rav Yosef. Tavra ase al sonen de beis yishal de achzu zmane mo'ada de Yerushalayim. Right, the euphemism, right? Not the enemies of the Jews, but rather the Jews. What did they do? So they broke the moed of Yerushalayim, meaning there were prescribed times in which things needed to be done, and they didn't follow the times. Amar Rav Elazar kol mespal tefillah shel shachris achar arba shalos de Rav Yehuda alav kasav omer. Now, if you daven shachris after 4 hours of the day, so for you we also have a pasuk, and that is so nugei mimoed asafti mimcha. How are you? So the same pasuk in Zephaniah. But over here, nugei, not to be understood as shover, you're breaking. My mashma dai nugei lishna ditsarahu. So it causes pain, it's distressing. So dichsiv, the pasuk says, dafa nafshi mituga. So the Gemara quotes a couple of psukim that speak to this idea that the word nugei in this context means distress. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar mehacha besulaseha nugos vihi marla. Pasuk in Eicha. Okay, so for davening a late musaf, according to Rav Yehuda, which, by the way, it's not the halacha in which we follow, you have the whole day, but davening late musaf, that's shover, that you broke. Meanwhile, shachris, a late shachris, so that's the tsar, that's distressing. What's the difference? Ostensibly, it's my guess right now, so it's just a guess. Don't know. But ostensibly, shachris, you have tashlumim. For musaf, there is no tashlumim. So if you daven musaf beyond its prescribed time, that's a shvira. That's broken. But meanwhile, when it comes to shacharis, obviously you should daven on time. But for that, there's tashlumim. Presumably, that's the difference. We're on the very top of Chavches Amud Beis. Rav Avya chalos v'lo asa lepirka. Rav Avya didn't feel well, and he didn't go to shir. V'lo asa lepirka to Rav Yosef. He didn't go to Rav Yosef shir. L'machik yasa by abay la'anuchei daita to Rav Yosef. And so now Rav Yosef was really upset. Like, in other words, why didn't he come to shir? Amale, my time lo asa mar lepirka. Why didn't you come to shir? Amale, da have chalosh libai. So he says, I wasn't feeling good, right? Heart issues. Velo matzina, and I couldn't come to shir. Amale, amailo tamta mi devasis. Okay, so he says, you know what? So here's, may I make a suggestion to you? You should eat something. Feel better, and come to shir. Amale, lo sev lamar lahad de rav huna, de amar rav huna, aso lo ladam shiitam klum. He says, I didn't daven musaf yet. Meaning, I daven shacharis, but I didn't daven musaf yet. Obviously, by the way, it was the Shabbos. Okay. Could have been Rosh Chodesh. But anyway, so I didn't daven musaf yet, and I'm not allowed to eat before having daven musaf. And that's what Rav Huna said. And don't you subscribe to that? I'm allowed. And so over here, such an interesting response. He says, here's what you should have done. What you should have done is you should have daven musaf. Admittedly, it was early. Admittedly, it was before the tzibor. But that would have afforded you the opportunity to then eat and then come to shir. So, okay, I'm not now saying anything from a halachic conclusion. But certainly the idea of the Gemara is going to shir is really important. And if it means that, you know, something's got to give, okay, so you won't daven musaf with it with the tzibor. Okay. Amar lei, okay, third wide line. Amar lei velo sav lamar lahad amar Rav Yochanan asol ladam shiakim tvelasol tfilas tzibor, and that creates another halachic issue, and that is I'm supposed to daven musaf before the tzibor davens musaf. So amar lei lavit mar la amar Rabbi Abba bit tzibor shano. Yeah, that's when you're with the tzibor. So then you can't make an early musaf. But if you're home, you'll daven musaf early. Veleisiv chasol lo karavuna velo karav Yeshua ben Levi. Now the Gemara says, now there are two positions that which are not the normative halacha. One is Rav Huna, the other is Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Which Rav Huna, which Rav Yeshua ben Levi? So the Gemara clarifies. Rav Huna hadamaran. The Rav Huna that we just quoted, like five lines above. Rav Huna says that you're not allowed to eat before Musaf. So that's not the accepted halacha. You are allowed to eat before Musaf. Shachris, you have to daven before eating. But once you daven Shachris, now you're allowed to eat. Okay? So some shuls have the minug. All right, Rosh Hashanah. The yeshivas have the minug of after Shachris, so the boys eat. Right? And so therefore, now for Shofar and for Musaf, so you're not thinking about your stomach. Okay? Right? Remember those good old days. Right? And the halacha is not like Rabbi Yoshua Malevi. And Amar Rabbi Yeshua Malevi came and she gives man tefillas amincha asol aladim shi'itam klom karam shi'isbal tefillas amincha. Now Rabbi Yeshua Malevi says that zman mincha has come, you're not allowed to eat until you daven mincha. Okay, so that is a position that is also not the accepted halacha. Okay, we start. Sorry, we start with the Mishnah. We're in the Mishnah on Chaf Ches Amud Beis.
There's a Mishnah in the Sefer Shabbos. You're not supposed to go to the barber just before.
Nachinami. Right.
Correct.
Right. Daf Tes. Yeah. I'm with you. Okay. The Mishnah over here. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana hayim esval bechnisaso lebeis hamedrash shvitziaso tefila ketsara. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana would daven when going into the base medrash, and as he left, he would also have a tefila ketsara. Amar lo ma makom letefila zu. And so the students asked Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, "You want to explain a little bit? What are you doing?" So Amar lehem bechnisasi ani esval shelo yera davar tekala al yadi. So as I go into the base medrash, so what I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that there be no mistakes made. I don't make a mistake, nor do I give over the halacha in any kind of ambiguity. And then as I leave the base measure, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving me a chelek in Torah. Tanur Rabban in the Gemara quotes the Braisa. Bichnisa somahu omer. As he goes into the base measure, what does he say? Shelo davar takala al yadi. So we are given over here the nusach hatfila of Rav Nechunya ben Akana. There should be nothing that, nobody should stumble over the words that I say. V'lo achashel b'davar halacha. And I shouldn't stumble over any kind of halacha. V'ismechu b'chavirai. And my friend should find favor in what I'm saying. V'lo omer al tamei tar v'al tar tamei. And I shouldn't come up with an erroneous psak. V'lo ichashel chavir b'davar halacha. V'asamech b'hem. And my friend should not stumble over halacha and I should rejoice with them. Now, as he leaves the base measures, what does he say? I know it sounds familiar. Okay, we put this as a nusach of the siyum of a masechta. So, Akash Baruch Hu, thank you for giving me a chelik amongst the base measures and not from those just hanging out on the corners. Shani mashkim vehei mashkimim. I wake up early so the day. Ani mashkim ledvrei Torah vehei mashkim ledvarim betalim. So I'm learning Torah, and they're doing whatever they're doing, but it's nonsense. Ani amel v'hem amelim. I'm working, they're working. Ani amel mekabel schar, v'hem amelim ve'ina mekabel schar. Now, I'm going to get reward, and they don't get reward. Okay? Famous Chafetz Chaim, he writes on this Gemara. They get rewarded, so we get rewarded for just putting in the effort. Even if we don't fully understand, we're going to get rewarded. For them, reward only comes with results. Ani ratz v'hem ratzim. So we're both running. Ani ratz l'chayel olam haba, v'hem ratzim l'ber shachas. So I'm running towards olam haba, and they're running to destruction. Tanur Rabbanan kishachal, Rabbi Elazar nichnas l'tamin de levakro. Rabbi Elazar was sick, and the students come in to visit him. Amar lo rabbeinu l'mdeinu orchos chayim, v'nizke b'hem l'chayel olam haba. So they said to Rabbi Eliezer, teach us the ways of life so that we can merit a portion of the world to come. Amar lehem hizar b'chvoda chavrechem. So be very careful about honoring your friends. Umanu b'necha min ha'igayon. And don't let your sons participate in higayon. Here comes a really interesting Rashi. It's really interesting. Rashi's fourth line down from the top. Me ha'igayon lo targilum b'mikra yoser midai. Don't let them get involved in chumash too much. Mishum demashcha. Because what the chumash is going to do is it's going to draw you. In more contemporary times, we're talking things like biblical criticism and things like that. Rashi does give another pshat, lashon acher, misichas yeladim, immature discussion, childish discussions. Okay, that's another pshat. First pshat of Rashi, admittedly, is fascinating. Back to the Gemara. Uvehoshivam bein birke tamid chachamim. And put your children amongst the tamid chachamim. Ukshetem espalim. And when you daven do lifnei mi'atam omdim, know who you're davening in front of. Following these simple instructions, you're going to get a portion in the world to come. and when Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai gets sick, so the students come in. Kevin Shira Osam Hizchel Levakos, and he sees him and he starts crying. Amrulo Tamidenu, Tamidav, sorry. And the student said to him, describing him, Ner Yisrael, you're a light to the Jewish people. Amoda Yemini, you're the right entrance. Right, Rashi over here reminds us to look at the Gemara regarding the two entrances of the Beis Hamikdash. There was the right one, there was the left one. The right one, right? The right one is the one that was used. The left one was never used. The left one was the southern one. Okay, anyway, Patish Hachazak, you're the hammer. So the Mibnei Ma'ata Boche. So Rav Yochanan Zakkai, we just don't understand right now what's going on. Why are you so emotional? Amalehem Ilu Lifnei Melech Basav Adam Hayum Aleichinosi. If I was taken to a regular king, Shayam Kama Machar Bekever, and you know, by the way, he's going to die, right? It's true with all of us. And Sheim Koes Alai In Kaso Kas Olam. And if he gets angry, how long is he going to get angry for? Vim Osrani Enosi Isuro Isra Olam. And even if he imprisons me, it's not going to be forever. Vim Miseni Ein Misaso Misas Olam. And even if he kills me, so what? He kills me. In other words, right? We have Olam Haba. We have Trias Amesim. That's not permanent. V'ani Yachol Lefaiso B'dvarim. And you know what? I can appease him. L'shachtu Memamon. I can even bribe him. Okay. So in other words, a mortal king, nothing to really be afraid of. And meanwhile, Afapikin Aisiboche. Now, if I was taken to the king, so I'm telling you right now, I'd cry. Okay. So and V'achshav Shemolichin Osi Lifnei Melech Malchei Amlach Makarish Baruch Hu. And now they're bringing me before the Ribbono Shel Olam Shehu Chai V'Kayam La'Olam Ula'Omei Olamim. So he's infinite. Shim Koes Alai Kaso Kas Olam. If he's angry, that's permanent. V'im Osrani Isuro Isur Olam. And if he imprisons me, that's also going to be forever. V'im Misenim Misaso Misas Olam. And the Misa coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's also Olami. V'ini Yechol Afayis B'Dvarim V'lo L'Shachtu B'Mamon. And I can't appease and I can't bribe him with money. V'lo Ode L'Shiyesh L'Fan Hashem Drachim. I'm going to remind everybody, myself included, that we're talking about Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. And I have two paths that I'm looking at right now. Achash Gan Eden and Achash Gehenim. One of Gan Eden, the other is Gehenim. Ve'ini Yodea, Be'izem Olichim Osi, V'lo Avkeh. And I don't know which path I'm going to go down. And you think I shouldn't be crying right now? Now is an appropriate time to cry. Amalo Rabbeinu Brachenu. So they said to him, okay, give us a bracha before you go. Amalem Yeretzon Shetei Moro Shamayim Alechem Kemoro Basav Adam. The fear that you have of heaven should be equivalent to the fear you have of other people. Amar lo tamid avad kan, and the tamidim say, don't you think it should be a little bit more? So amar lehem halavai, and Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai says, I'll tell you what, for now, that's enough. That's enough. Teidu kishadam over avera amar shalo yireni adam. Look at human nature, right? We'll do something with at the same time looking over our shoulder to see if anyone sees us doing it. We're afraid of people. So b'shas p'tira so amar lehem p'nu kelim ibnei atuma. Now as he is dying, he says, remove all the kelim from the house because I don't want to be metame. I don't want my remains to be metame. Ve'chinu kisei lechizkiyahu melech Yehuda sheba. And also prepare a chair because I see Chizkiyahu is coming. Rashi writes over here, Chizkiyahu is coming. Eli lelavsi. He's gonna escort me. So I see I'm gonna be escorted by Chizkiyahu. Okay, why specifically Chizkiyahu HaMelech as opposed to any of the other Malachim? I'm sure there's a pshat. I happen not to have one available. Anyway, so that is the patir of the death of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Okay, let's do a little bit more. It's funny. I assume I didn't want to say it, but I kind of felt that that was the case. Okay. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. Okay. So far this morning, we went through amazing daf, Chav Ches and Brachos. So we went through the episode of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua regarding his being deposed from his position, all predicated on the issue of whether Marv is Rishus or Rechova. We did a little bit more halachas about Zmanei Atfila, being Ma'acher, delaying the Zmanei Atfila, being Ma'acher Musaf, being Ma'acher Shacharis. The back and forth that we saw on the top of Amud Beis, regarding not going to the shir and what a person should do in order to make sure that he's at shir, even though some of davening is going to get compromised, but going to shir obviously is extraordinarily important. We also said that you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to have some food before having daven mincha. Okay, and then we just went through the tefillas of Nechunya ben Akana before going to the Beis Medrash, after going to the Beis Medrash. And we talked about some advice, life advice given by Rabbi Eliezer and by Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Okay. We're up to the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, b'chol yom ha-yom mispala adam shmona esrei. So every day a person should daven shmona esrei. Of course. What else should we daven? Meaning, shmona esrei, meaning the full shmona esrei. Like what we say. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, me'ein yurches. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, what you could do every day is you could say an abbreviated form of the shmona esrei. We'll talk more about that in tomorrow's daf. What exactly that is. Rabbi Kiva Omer, im shigura tfilasa befiv mitzvah yurches, v'im lav, me'ein yurches. Rabbi Kiva basically says it's going to be based on a capability. If you are in a position where you know the Shemona Esrei and you have it, and you have the Nusach down well, say the full one. Otherwise, say Me'ein Yerches, say the abbreviated form. Rabbi Eliezer Omer also Tfilaso Keva, Ein Tfilaso Tachanunim. If your Tfila is fixed, it's not going to be a supplication in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? So come back tomorrow. All right. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ha'olech B'makom Sakanim Espal Tfila Katsara. Rabbi Yeshua says if you're walking through a dangerous place, so you're going to keep your tefillah short. V'omer. And the nusach is going to sound like this. Hoshea Hashem Asamcha, Sheiris Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu, save your Jewish people. V'chol parshas ha'over, wherever they're going. Yitzarchehem lefanecha. All their needs should be in front of you, meaning you should know about all their needs. Baruch Hashem Shomea Tefillah. Okay. The abbreviated tefillah. Yeah, it's pretty short. Of Rabbi Yoshua. Hayah rochev al chamor, you're on a donkey. Yarad v'ispala, you should go down in Shadavin. V'imenir cholei raid. Now, if right now you're just not in a position where you can get off the donkey, achzir is panav. So you should turn in the direction of Yerushalayim. V'imenir cholei achzir is panav, yichavin is libo, keneged beis kodshei kadashim. Now, if that's not possible, so then you just simply direct your heart to the kodesh kadashim. Hayah malach b'sfina o b'asdam, if you're on a boat, or if you're in prison. Yichavin is libo, keneged beis kodshei kadashim. So you are just simply direct your heart to Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hani Yurches Keneged Mi. The Shmona Esrei. That is in relationship to what? Amar Rabbi Hillel Bered Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Keneged Yurches Askar Shamar David. Havel Hashem B'nei Elim. So in Tehillim, chapter 29. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is mentioned 18 times. And for that, 18 brachos of Shmona Esrei. Rav Yosef Amar Keneged Yurches Askar Shebekriya Shema. 18 times the Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is mentioned in Shema. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Keneged Shmona Esrei Chulio Shebeshedra. The 18 vertebrae of the spine. So various Ramazim allusions in terms of why Shmona Esrei is Shmona Esrei. It's 18 brachos. The Gemara over here, the supplemental bracha to this is the Gemara Megillah, but the Gemara Megillah also traces exactly what exactly are the roots of the 18 brachas of Shmona Esrei. Stop here.